You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. Dog Pound, are you volunteering? The Browns do. And that's what First and 10 is all about. Make your pledge to Give 10 today by committing 10 hours of community service on ClevelandBrowns.com. Wear your orange wristband to make a statement that you give back. The Cleveland Browns team is part of the First and 10 movement, and so should you be. Give 10. We're going to get some post-game sound. Let's hear from Tremont Williams, a guy who I thought played a solid game. And again, I'll say it. I didn't mind the fact that he was offside. I thought he was trying to make a play on what seemed to be, you know, pretty much a gimme for Lambeau Field. And here's what he had to say about that final field goal.
Thought it was bang, bang. Yeah, I thought it was right there. You guys probably can tell me better than I can. That's what I thought. It was close. So, you know, obviously it's tough because you lose the game off it. You give those guys a second chance.
Go for it at all costs.
You gotta go for it, man. I mean, I've come from a place where we looking to win. And that's what we want here. We looking to win, man. And, you know, I gave the effort that I did. Obviously, like I said, it went the other way. I was a little bit too aggressive. It's tough. It's a tough pill to swallow, but you got to forget about it.
Tremont Williams, you know, I agree with that. He was just trying to go make a play. Again, as I said, nothing wrong with that. He was also asked about, you know, what's going on here with this defense and who's to blame for this loss?
I mean, as a player, you know, who's been from one team to another, you always done different things or you done some of the same thing. I've done a lot of the same things where I was here, but we had more variety, you know, to the calls. But it is what it is. When we came here, we knew what the scheme was, and there's no excuses to it. We come here, we believe in the scheme, we believe. And the coaches, we just got to get everything corrected as players. We're the ones out there playing. So, you know, whether we have to speak up a little bit more and say what we feel that we need to do, or whether we feel that we need more variety of things or different things, we just need to step up and say it. Because once you look up, the season's going to be over. So we got to get it corrected.
They do need to get it corrected. And they're not the only team right now that's questioning, you know, who or what they do. I just recall, you know, yesterday morning watching the Miami Dolphins New York Jets game from London, and them referencing the Dolphins, especially on defense, not playing, you know, up to their billing after you spent $100+ million on Ndamukong Suh. And they came together and they eliminated some of what they were doing simply because they were thinking too much. They weren't able to execute as fast as they wanted. But speaking of execute, Josh McCown executed yesterday. And one individual who had his best career game as a Brown was Duke Johnson. And here's Duke talking about that touchdown catch.
Me and Malcolm, we motioned. We had a matchup we were looking for. The only thing was, how soon do he throw it? Beat him, got on top of him, looked back for the ball. Ball was coming. Make a play.
And that what it was. You talked about it in the first hour, the explosion, all the pre-snap movement. You got him out there. You got the matchup on the linebacker you wanted. Straight go route. Duke Johnson caught it and had, as Nate Burleson calls it, the toe drag swag, getting both feet down in there very safely after securing the touchdown catch, 34 yards from Josh McCown. And speaking of Josh McCown, big play. Garrett chimed in with his thoughts on the Browns quarterback.
He's doing a good job. And as we said all year, Josh knows how to play. He's a true vet. And he commands the huddle, and he's not going out there and just showing what he can do. I know people, they might not like what he does. They might, because we don't come out with a win, but that's not on him either. Like, he's playing as good as he can play, and we're just not pulling him out then.
And that's got to be good to hear. I mean, this is a comment coming, you know, 15 to 30 minutes after you lost a football game on a last play field goal. Speaking about his quarterback, and to me, that's what makes, and not that I want to go backwards, but those comments about Josh McCown's play and the comments that were made by three different starters along the offensive line, you know, that TMZ report, makes it absolutely outlandish that would come out of this locker room.
Yeah, at this point, I mean, come on, Josh McCown's playing excellent football, and I don't know how long it'll last, but the guy's back-to-back games, over 300 yards, multiple touchdowns, not the issue. Certainly when he goes ahead, completes 78% as he did for 356, he had a better QBR and a better quarterback rating than Phillip Rivers, who came out on top in this one. All right, finally, we hear from Josh McCown, and he talks about his frustration about what's going on with this team.
No, I'm just disappointed. That's just, you said it, just heartbreaking. And for all of us, I feel like everybody battled and fought really hard. And just like you said, you know, it's when you know it's a game like that where it's going back and forth, and if you could just get it last. And so I don't know. It hurts when you don't have the chance to have it last, because you feel like everybody's fighting, and it doesn't necessarily. You come home with a loss and it doesn't reflect the effort that was put into that game. And I'm just really, really proud and honored to be a part of this team today. The way we fought, it's I'm proud to say I'm on the Browns, because we fought hard, and that's all you can ask for.
They definitely did fight hard, but still coming up short and outside looking in, a loss is a loss is a loss. And the one thing that taking from Josh saying he wanted the ball last, I know, and this is, you know, referencing my playing career and referencing these personalities in this defensive locker room, they want it on them too, okay? Well, you had the opportunity to have the game in your hands, to make a stop, to get that big sack, to put them behind the eight ball to make a play, and you didn't. And they're the highest paid defense in all of football. And so they have a lot of internal looking right now and questioning, who am I as an individual, as 1/11th of this defense? What can I do personally, without pointing a finger at anybody else, what can I do personally to play better and have that rub off on everybody else, come in accountable, accept the mistakes, learn from them, put them behind you? And we talk an awful lot of scheme, and this might not be the best scheme, but if you have 11 players flying around being responsible for what they do, what they're looking at, and where they fit, both in coverage and in run defense, you can call anything defensively. You can call the same five defenses for an entire game, and Phillip Rivers can know what's coming, and you're going to out-execute and out-physical that offense. And we got out-executed, and I think in some cases we got out-physical.
Absolutely, by three guys who were not even on the Chargers' 53-man roster before the win the week started on that offensive line. And I think you make a very good point there, because if you were to ask the average member, average Browns fan, or probably even player on this team, truth be told, truth serum, you know, you've got one drive. Do you want the defense to be out there to get a stop, or do you want the offense to have to drive the length of the field to win the game? What are you going to say? You would have said at the defense. Right now, I'd probably take the offense.
Yes.
We're terrible in two-minute situations on defense. I don't want to get into it. We give up a two-minute score inside 2 minutes every single time somebody's got the ball.
Yeah.
Every time. We did in the first half, did in the second half of this game. Every time. And right now, you just can't trust this defense. And I think that is probably the biggest surprise and the biggest disappointment right now with the Browns. They are 32nd in terms of defense after four games, quarter of the season. Unbelievable.
And what's crazy to me is that you can accept failure. I mean, accepting failure is never good, but I meant in regards to them being 32nd overall against the run last year, and we've heard about it now for a year, and we're still dang close to that, right? But you were so good against the pass. What were we, 7th, 8th against the pass, which brought together with how bad we were against the run, we were like the 15th, you know, best or worst defense. We were middle of the pack.
Yep.
Because we were great against the pass, and we were horrible against the run, right?
Yep.
Well, now what you get is you can't stop the run, and now you're not stopping anybody through the air, and that's how you end up looking up at everyone else and everyone looking down at you as the worst defense in football.
You most certainly are, and that is one of the big scary parts of this. When we come back, we'll hand out our game balls for this game. We'll get calls in if we can as well. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.